plan is for us to take this to the development community, get all their input, come back to you guys for a decision at some point in the future. But we just wanted to make sure that you're aware that this is going on and see if you have thoughts on it. As you all know, impact fees for water, wastewater, roadways were enacted in 2016. We came to y'all with a list, laundry list, of all the projects that needed to be done to meet the demands of growth, and there was a lot of them. And your decision was to enact the impact fees, but they were at a fairly low percentage of what was required to actually meet the demands of growth. For water, it was 17% of the maximum fee. Wastewater was a little over half. And roadways, if you average the four quadrants, was, again, about 17%. And those are the numbers based on a single-family home. Obviously, if you're building a business, it's going to vary. But according to state law, there was a one-year grace period, and that grace period ended this past December. The roadway impact fees are still only half. They'll move up again this coming December. The water and wastewater are at their full values that you guys enacted. But as those impact fees are coming up and we're talking to developers about specific projects, what's happening is there's legitimate questions. And the developers are saying, well, wait a minute. You know, on your impact fee list, you said you have to build this water line, but in my project, I'm going to be building part of that water line. Shouldn't you give me a credit for, you know, this project that I'm working on that's on your impact fee list? And that's a legitimate question. The same question comes up with roadways. And so we've grappled with this. We've looked at the state law. And the two experts on this are Alan Gibbs and Carol Cotter, who were here if you have any detailed questions. But we've looked at what the law allows, what do other cities do, and we have come up with what we think is a draft policy that would not only be fair to the developers, but also not just completely undermine the whole purpose of impact fees. We're trying to strike a good balance between those two. So this is what we've come up with, and we would like your thoughts on this before we take it to the development community and get their input. So for all the impact fees, the credits would be administered by staff. The credits would go with the land. So in other words, if you were doing a development over here, you couldn't get credits on a project on the other side of town. So it would be tied to that land. And credits would not be available if the city does an oversized participation. You can't get credit for money that the city puts into it. That's kind of obvious. But specifically for roadways, what we're thinking is that if it's a major collector or grader on the thoroughfare plan, then there would be credit given. Also, credit for system improvements or minor collectors and grader, and following the acceptance of the associated construction, so you couldn't just string this out forever and ever. But our thoughts are that there would be no credits given for right-of-way dedication, because that's something that would have had to have been done absent impact fees. So we're kind of thinking that the right-of-way dedication is something that we probably should not allow credits for.